Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So as we all know, this is the final lesson of level one of Gateway to Arabic, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet and simple due to the fact that time is very short, and also just wanted to wrap it up and just concentrate on the last lesson that we are doing, which is regarding the moon letters and the sun letters. Now, if you look at the moon letters, in Arabic they are called Al-Huruf Al-Qamariya, as you can see here. Al-Huruf Al-Qamariya, Huruf means letters, Qamar means moon. So these are called Al-Huruf Al-Qamariya. And the following page, in page 62, are the letters which are called Al-Huruf Al-Shamsiya, meaning those, the letters of the sun. Now, the reason why we are called Al-Huruf Al-Qamariya and Huruf Al-Shamsiya is that I will explain that straight after the actual lesson, then you'll understand better. So first of all, if I just quickly go over the letters of the moon letters, Al-Huruf Al-Qamariya, they've given 14. Alif, Ba, Jim, Ha, Kha, Ain, Ghain, Fa, Qaf, Kaf, Mim, Ha, Waw, Ya. All these letters are called Al-Huruf Al-Qamariya. The Arabic word for the is al. So if you want to say the book, okay, you say al-kitabu. If you want to say a book, it'd be kitabun. So when you want to talk about a specific book or something specific, then you would put alif lam before the actual noun. Okay, so the before the ism, before the noun, you would prefix, okay, with alif lam. So from kitabun it will become al kitabu, and then the meaning would be the. So in this case, for example, kitabun from al kitabu means a book, which would then change into the book. So now when you say the book, you're talking about a specific book. Either you've spoken about it before, or something in your head, something like that, you know? Like, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. When the Quran says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, it's talking about a specific book. Kitab is book, isn't it? So ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ, that book, which is talking about the Quran. So the Quran is not any book, it's a special book. It is the book. You understand? So this is the function of alif lam. That's what it does. It makes it specific. And inshallah, you know, in the next level, we will talk about what are the causes or what things make a general noun into a specific noun. Okay. So what would make a common noun into a specific? So when you got a common noun, like for example, here, Ainun, A-I, that's common, that could be anything, any I. But if you want to make it more specific, okay, then you put Alif Lam. And there are many other things that will make it specific, okay. We will, inshallah, in the following level, we will explain about all these different ways of making a common noun into a specific noun. Yes? So this is one of the causes or one of the ways of making a common noun into a specific noun is by prefixing the noun or the ism with alif lam, right? So and then it will give the meaning of the alif followed by lam. It is not written separately, rather it joins onto the word it defines. So you attach to it. You don't like write it two separate. Like what they mean by separately is by, if I show you, to write al-kitabu, yeah, you won't write like this. You see that? That's separate, isn't it? That's how you want to write. That would be the wrong way. What you would write is See, that's together, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's separately. See, that this Alif Lam is disconnected with Kitabu. So that's not the way you would write it. You would join it together and make it together like this. Al Kitabu. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what it means. It means that you write it, you rather, it joins onto the word it defines. The Arabic alphabet is divided into two groups of letters, the moon letters and the sun letters. So, as you can see, the letters that have been mentioned here are those letters which are related to this group, Al-Huruful Qamariya. Yes, the moon letters. Why are they called moon letters? That I will explain afterwards. Into two groups of letters, the moon letters and the sun letters. The moon letters are shown above, as you can see. So how many is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yes. So 14 letters belong to the moon letters. And also I think the same with the sun letters, probably 14 there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So 14 in each group. The moon letters are shown above. When al is followed by a word beginning with a moon letter, then al is written with a sukoon on the lam. So what he's trying to say is that when al comes before a word which begins with any of these letters, okay, then the lam will have a sukoon and will be pronounced. The lam will have a sukoon and will be pronounced. So this is what he's trying to say, is that then the al is written with a sukoon on the lam. So the lam will have a sukoon like here. As you can see, the lam in this here, it's got a sukoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the first example below, Arnabun, which means a rabbit, becomes al Arnabu. What does it become? So if you look at the example, see the lam? It's got a round circle, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Which shows that the lam has got a sukoon on it. Okay? So that's what will happen. And when any words which at the beginning has any of these letters, then the lam A will be pronounced and will have a sukoon on it. It will have a sukoon on it. So look, it's given examples. So al arnabun to al arnabu. Okay. Also, although it's not mentioned here, but another thing is that a common noun will normally have a tanween on it. And does everyone know what tanween is? We explained before. Put your hands up if you know. Yes. Can you tell me what tanween is?
Tanween is the two becomes two harakats, so
yeah,
the two are the same as
if you have, so you got fathatain, kasatain, dhammatain, the two fathas, two kasat, two dhammas, they are called tanween. Okay, so when a noun which has a tanween is prefixed with alif and lam, then the tanween will change into one haraka. So if it has dhammatain, meaning two dhammas, it will change into one dhamma. So as you can see, arnabun, on top of the bar, it has
tanween
with dhamma. Yes?
Yep.
And then it changed to one dhamma, isn't it?
Yep.
So as you can see, with all the examples, that's what's happened. So boomatun, al-boomatu. Okay. Jamal, if you all repeat after me. Jamalun al-jamalu.
Jamalun al-jamalu.
حصان الحصان خنزير الخنزير عين العين غنم الغنم فيل الفيل قمر القمر كتاب الكتاب مسجد المسجد
Masjidun al-masjidu.
Hudhudun al-hudhudu.
Hudhudun al-hudhudu.
Wardatun al-wardatu.
Wardatun al-wardatu.
Yamamatun al-yamamatu.
Yamamatun al-yamamatu.
So you see how it's pronounced? So that's the way you pronounce it. Now most of these words have already come there, has come previously. The only word that I found that hasn't come before is a khinzirun. Everybody know what that means.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you've got a lot of homework to do. And yamamatun. Yamamatun means dove. What does it mean? Dove. So that this word hasn't come previously. So it's come previously. It's come now. So if I give you the meaning,
dove.
Dove. Yeah, dove. There's a little exercise at the bottom. It says copy out the following words on the lines provided, adding al to each word. Remember to change the two dhammas at the end of each word into one dhamma. Yes, like I explained. So, I want you to have a go. If everybody can do it. Yep. Okay, if you go to the next page now. The sun letters. They also consist of 14 letters. In Arabic, you call them al-huruf al-shamsiyya. It's written there, al-huruf al-shamsiyya. This will also come in tajweed. So it's important that you learn this as well. So when you do come to tajweed, this is related to tajweed. And it's related to idgham. Inshallah, when we do tajweed, you will learn this as well. So, these group of letters consist of 14. Ta, Tha, Dal, Zal, Ra, Za, Sin, Sheen, Sod, Bod, Ta, Tha, Noon, Lam. The sun letters are shown above. Sun letters are written with a shadda when they come straight after al. The lam of the al of al does not take a sukoon. Instead, it becomes a silent letter. So, when any of these words, which starts with any of these letters, okay, when it's prefixed with alif lam, then the lam will not be pronounced. A. Number two, the first letter after the alif lam will have a tashdeed on it, a shadda. Will have a
shadda
on it, a tashdeed. So, if you look at the first example, Tajun At-Taju. Say, Tajun
At-Taju.
So, look what's happened. When we prefixed it with alif lam, A, the lam is not pronounced. At-Taju. Lam not, although it's written, the lam is not.
It exists, but it's not written.
Okay? Second thing, the first letter, which is ta, after alif lam, has a tashdeed. What does it have?
Tashdeed.
So that is the difference between letters which belong to huruf al-qamariyya and the and between huruf al-shamsiyya. Is that in huruf al-qamariyya, the lam is pronounced and has a sukoon on the lam. Whereas if it belongs to huruf al-shamsiyya, the lam is not pronounced and the first letter after alif lam will have a tashdeed. Will have a tashdeed. So that is the difference. So in the first example below, tajun, which means a crown, becomes at-taju, the crown. Notice the strong sound of the ta and note how you cannot hear the lam at all. So that is what I was explaining. Is that when any word, any noun, which the first letter is from one of these 14 letters, when it's prefixed with the alif lam, then the lam, although written, will not be pronounced and the first letter will have a tashdeed. Yes? So that is the difference. Once again, the tanween at the end of a word without al changes into a single short vowel once al is added. E.g., tajun becomes at-taju. Yes? So if you repeat after me, tajun at-taju. Tha'labun al-tha'labu.
Tha'labun al-tha'labu.
Dubbun al-dubbu.
Dubbun al-dubbu.
Zira'un al-zira'u.
Zira'un al-zira'u.
Rishatun al-rishatu.
Rishatun al-rishatu.
Zarafatun al-zarafatu.
Zarafatun al-zarafatu.
Sa'atun al-sa'atu. شمس الشمس
الشمس
صاروخ الصاروخ
صاروخ الصاروخ
ضرس الضرس
ضرس الضرس
طبلة الطبلة
طبلة الطبلة
ظفر الظفر
ظفر الظفر
لسان اللسان
لسان اللسان
نجمة النجمة
نجمة النجمة.
So that's how you pronounce it. Okay? So we now understood the difference between الحروف الشمسية and الحروف القمرية. حروف القمرية being the moon letters and الحروف الشمسية being the sun letters. Now, why have they given the names of sun letters and moon letters? That's a question, you know, people do ask normally. The reason being is that in the word al-qamar, the lam is pronounced, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what they've done is that all the letters where the lam is pronounced, they've added to that group. So they've called them huruf al-qamariya. And with ash-shams, the lam is not pronounced, isn't it? So all the letters that the lam is not being pronounced, they've added that to shamsiyah. That is one explanation. The other explanation is that alif lam is like stars. Yes? When the moon comes out, you can still see the stars. Is that true?
Yes.
But when the sun comes out, can you see the stars?
No.
No. So when huruf al-shamsiyya is like the sun, when these letters come, the alif lam is nowhere to be heard. Lam disappears. Whereas in al-huruf al-qamariya, when these letters come, the lam is still shown. The lam is still there. So this is another reason why they call them. So this is what is written in the books. I thought I'd just tell you why the names were given to al-huruf al-shamsiyya and al-huruf al-qamariya. So if you look at the exercise again, at the bottom, please, if you can do those exercises, inshallah, quickly. Also, the following page, there's another exercise. That is also very easy. What you can do, again, it's just the words that you have in the box, just need to sort them out in between, into moon letter words and into sun letter words. So if you can do that while you're doing the exercise as well. So exercise on the page 63 is where the words that are in the box have to be put into the right category, either in sun letter words or moon letter words. So if you can also do that as well, then inshallah we'll go over that, and but then we'll go over the return to the our weekly fix, inshallah. Are we ready? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. If we start from our right, if you do page 62, yeah, the bottom of the exercise, if you read both, so if you start from you, so from Teenun,
Teenun,
next one, brother,
Sa'labun.
Where are we?
Oh, sorry. This one. Second. Dajjatun.
Dajjatun.
الدجاجة.
Next one, brother.
زهرة. الزهرة.
Yep, next one.
سرير. السرير.
These are hurufus قمرية. شمسية, sorry. You don't pronounce that lam. Say again. سرير.
سرير.
السرير.
السرير.
شفتن. الشفتن.
Very good. Brother.
طاولةٌ.
طاولةٌ.
طاولةٌ. الطاولة.
الطاولة. Next one.
نحلةٌ. النحلة.
Okay, he went from bottom. Next one, brother.
Start from top again?
Huh? Start from top here if you want. No. Go on the last line.
Zahrun. Zahrun. Al-Zahrun.
Next one, brother.
Lahmun.
Then?
Ahlamu.
Huh?
Ahlamu. No, sorry. Al-Lahmu.
That's correct. Good. And the last one, brother?
Nahlatun. An-Nahlatu.
Very good. Okay. The page 63. Moon letters. Words. How many have you found? So if you say one.
Al, what moon letter? Al Jazaru.
Yes, the moon letter. Yeah. Al Jazaru. Yeah. You say another one.
Al Kalamu.
Al Kalamu. Al Kalamu. Next one.
Al Khufash. Al Khufashu.
Very good. Next one.
Al Sariru.
Huh?
Al Sariru.
I'm talking moon letters. Why you pronounce the lam?
I wrote in the wrong place.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because the sun letters are the letters that where you don't pronounce the lam. Okay? So we're looking for the word that you pronounce the lam. Can you give me something?
Okay.
No, he said that.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Can't read.
Oh.
Al-Khufashu.
He said that one as well.
Is he?
Yeah.
Al-Ijasu.
Al-Ijasu, yes.
Al-Ijasu.
Okay, is there one more? I think I can see another one. I can see another two more, really. Come on, brother. Another one.
Al-Ajalatu. Al-Ajalatu.
Very good. Another one, brother.
Mawzatun. Al-Mawzatu.
Very good. Are we all done? There's one more.
Al-Fahdu.
Right. Okay. Who said Al-Fahdu? You did. Okay, you say one from the sun letters. Not the one that's already been highlighted, yeah?
Laymunu.
Al-Laymunu.
Very good. Next one.
Sarirun. As-Sarirun.
Very good. Yes. So, basically, this is how you do it, yeah? This is how you pronounce it. This is how you say it. Just tell you the meaning of the words that we haven't done. So if you go on to page 62, tablatun. Who's that of tabla? Tabla. It's a musical instrument. Drums. So that word, hasn't come before. Tawila. Tawila means table. Right at the bottom, 62. The second column, right at the bottom, tawila.
What does that mean?
Table. And we've already done one table. Min dadatun.
Sorry, where is it?
Tawila, at the end of page 62. All the rest meanings have come before. As far as I know. On page 63, the word ijasun means pair. That word hasn't come before. Another one is
pair, as in a pair of gloves.
No, pair in the fruit pair. And I think another one that hasn't come is khufashun, means bat.
Bat.
In a bat.
As in the animal.
Animal, yeah. Another one, na'amatun, ostrich. Na'amatun, ostrich. All the rest have already come, so I'll refer to those. Okay? Right, we go on to page number 64. Al-alif al-maqsura. Al-alif al-maqsura is a type of alif.
Could I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Why do they have like sun and moon letters? It's a silly question. Why does one have like pronounced that la and one doesn't? And how would we remember the sun and moon letters? Is there like a way to remember rather than just memorize them by looking at them? Do you know what I mean?
Well, you can. There is a compilation of the letters in a sentence, which you can remember. But I would have thought it's quite simple from the.
How is it?
The thing is, you get used to them. But what I'll do, I'll make a note of that. In the next lesson, I'll give you the compilation of the actual letters in one sentence, so you just remember the sentence and you know that these are the letters. How's that? Yeah?
In English or Arabic?
In Arabic. Like, I don't know if you've been to Tajweed lessons, like in Qutub al-Jaddin, the five letters of Qalqala. You heard of Qalqala? Anybody? Where you do echoing? Yeah? So the five letters, Ba, Jim, Dal, Ta, Qaf. So the way to remember it is, they made it into a compilation of words. Qutubu Jaddin, two words. Qutubu Jaddin. So when you've learned that, you know Qaf, Ta, Ba, Jim, Dal. Qutubu Jaddin. So there's a compilation of that as well. I'll give you that in the. Maybe that'll be a reason for you to come to the next level.
why does one pronounce the alarm and one doesn't?
Why? Yeah. It's because that's how the Arabic language was formed. The Quranic Arabic was like that.
So if you start mixing them up, it's completely wrong.
You can't mix them up, no. Al-lughatu bis-sima'. A language is not something which you can make up. It's something which you hear from generation. You understand? It's something that is passed down. And that's how the language is preserved and made. So language is actually, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these different languages we hear is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like He's created man in different colors, in different heights, in different color, different sizes, in different places. All this, just and likewise, language.
I think what you
want
to put it down to is some things come natural and you get used to it. It's like Punjabi, for example, it's your mother tongue. You come naturally, doesn't it? I can't read it or write it.
Yeah.
You just speak it, don't you?
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't have a grammar to it.
No.
So I think Arabic is something.
Yeah. But the grammar and everything was formed afterwards for the non-Arab speakers to learn the language. That's why the grammar was formed. Because what they did, they studied the language and they saw the sequence. This is what happens when this happens. So they put that as a grammar. Now if this word comes after this word, this is what will happen. Because they've heard it over hundreds of years, then this is what happens. When you say Alhamdulillah, it's okay. From Allah into Lillahi. Why? Because there's a lam there. So that's the rule now. So whenever a lam comes before a lam, you'll change that. So a non-native Arab won't know that. Unless he's lived with the Arabs and he's heard it over the years, he knows that they say that and they say, he will just say it. Why? He won't know. Just like we learn English. How many of us know the English grammar? Hardly. We don't know the English grammar unless we learn the language, we learn it, the grammar itself. But we can speak it more better than people who come from other countries. Why? It's because we have heard it and we spoke the language by hearing what we... And this is why they say mother tongue. Why they say mother tongue? Why they say father tongue? It's because the child stays with the mother all the time. Majority of the time, the child stays with the mother. And whatever the mother speaks, the child will speak. That's why it's called mother tongue. See, yeah, I think that's my phone for some reason. Why? We'll just turn it off. Yeah, that's it.
Might be important.
Oh yeah, just pass him on the phone. It might be important.
Margaret, you better ask him what size pizza he's got.
Yeah, that's really important.
I thought you might want the extra large one after all that effort today.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana. Yeah, I'm just having a lesson at the moment. Can I call you back in about half an hour, 45 minutes?
I'll call you back at 10 o'clock today.
Yeah, okay, inshallah. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Well, it's semi important. It's funny from Dewsbury. Yeah, shall we carry on? Because we've got to do with that. And I think the pizzas are here. So we ain't got much time. So al-alif al-maqsura is a type of alif which appears at the end of some words. Al-alif al-maqsura is an alif which is normally written standing up. Yeah? And we normally call it, people read Urdu, Qarazabar. You heard of Qarazabar? Yeah? So in Arabic you would say Fatatul Qa'ima, standing up. Yeah, or alif al-maqsura. It's an alif which is not lengthened. Maqsura means shorten. Which means shorten. So you got an alif which you lengthen. Like as-sama'a. Yes, the alif there you lengthen it. And this one, layla, ila. The alif there you don't lengthen it. That's why it's called maqsura. Like we say when we go on a journey, what do we say? We read the farad namaz. Qasr. Yeah. Why is it Qasr? Qasr means shortened. From 4 to 2. You understand? So this is Maqsura means Qasr, shortened. The alif you don't lengthen it that long. Read the examples below and copy them out in your exercise books. So this is what we do. Just read it out. Ila, ala, hatta, bala. Although here they've written the fatha as normal, but if you go into the Arabic language or you go into the books or you go into the Quran itself, you will see as a long alif standing up. Ila, not like that fatha that they've written normally. Yeah. Okay. Some of the words that hasn't come before is I'll tell you now. One is bala, of course. Roma, he threw. So we're on the first line. This is page 64. On the first line, the fifth word from the top. Roma, he threw. Sa'a, he made effort. Yaksha, he was fearing.
Fearing,
he had fear. Oh, he is scared. Adda, he accomplished. Tamanna, he wished. Istada'a, he petitioned. Fatan, young person. Quran, many villages. If you want to write them down, write them down, because I don't think these words have come before. Hudan, guidance. Salma, name. Layla, again, means night, name. Musa, Isa, name. Mustafa, name, means chosen. Murabbi, means foster carer, teacher, someone who looks after, father, can be anybody. Al-Mustashfa, hospital. Ain al-Mustashfa, where is the hospital? بأي طريق نمشي إلى المستشفى؟ المستدعى, a place where you put your petition, court. And they're given a little chapter of the surah, of the surah al-A'la, to show how it's pronounced. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. See, you learn that. الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى. So that's all alif maqsoora at the end. So you just don't lengthen too long, just read one alif.
You don't write the
fatha as... They read it as fatha, but normally it's written as a long alif. Okay? Okay, reading practice with Hamza. Below, we're on page 65 now. Below are examples of Hamza in its various forms and position. Read the words out loud and copy them into your exercise book. So again, we're talking about Hamza now, it's a completely separate thing. It's got nothing to do with Alif Maqsoora, or it's got nothing to do with Huruf al-Shamsi or Huruf al-Qamariya. It's basically to understand and recognize how Hamza is written in many forms and various forms. So sometimes Hamza will come on top of an alif, sometimes Hamza will come on top of a waw, sometimes Hamza will come on top of a ya, sometimes Hamza will come on top of an alif and below the alif. So when it's on top of the alif, it means it should be a fatha or dhamma. Oh no, sorry, fatha. If it's below the alif, it means there should be a kasra. So anna, again, that word hasn't come out, I don't think, before. That means that. Inna means surely. Inna means surely. Udhunun means ears.
Ears.
Ears. Ears, as in the body part, ears. Ra'aytu, I saw. Al-mar'atu means a woman. So I think that's come before, but he questioned. He questioned. Sa'ala. As'aluka means I am questioning you. Mala'tu, I fulfilled. Or I filled. Tawamun means twins, when you have twins, two children. Uhanni'ukum. On top of the noun, there's a tashdeed, although it's not written. Uhanni'ukum means I'm on column number two, fourth word from the top.
What does it mean?
Uhanni'ukum means I congratulate you. Mubarak. Sayyi'atun, that's a common word, that's in Urdu as well, I think. Sayyi'a, guna, sin, bad.
Sin.
Bad. Sayyi means bad. Tatma'innu. Something. Itminan. 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 Al itminan is from there. Mutma'in. Tatma'innu. You are relaxed.
Sorry.
You are relaxed. Afidatun. Hearts. Many hearts. Da'ilun. Means small, insignificant. Mali'atun. Means able, rich. Yu'addi, we did that before. Means he is accomplishing, performing. Khulata'u, khulata'uhu. Means friends. I'm sure everyone knows what Iqra means. Your son, is it? Son or child, is it?
Daughter.
This.
Read, is it?
Iqra means read. Look. Who's. Does anybody have a child or friend? Anybody named Look? No?
It's Chinese, isn't it?
No, it means pearl. It means pearl.
Pearl.
Laji'un. Does anyone know any Laji'?
Lajik?
Laji'un. Refugee. Shay. I'm sure you must have a Shay. Ashya. He Ashya.
Things.
Ib'un. Ib'un. Onus. Burden. The onus is on you. Onus. Burden. Responsibility. Jari'un. Qada. You know what Qada means? Huh? Qada. Come on, it's in Urdu. Qaza.
Miss.
Huh?
Qaza, you later on namaz. Qaza. Later on.
Yes, but this is Qaza means to fulfill order. Mahkam al Qaza, where the Qazi gives his faisla. Order. Jari'un, bold, courageous.
Bold.
Someone who's audacious, bold, courageous.
How do you spell
B-O-L-D? B-O-L-D, bold. Bati'un. Bati' means slow. Person is very slow. Muru'ah. Sense of honor. So I'm just doing the ones that I don't think is in the book. Hudu'an, we're on the last line now. Quietness, calmness. Hani'an.
Which one?
Hudu'an. So the last column. Fourth word from the bottom. Hudu'an. Quietness. Calmness.
Khamoshi.
Calmness, means Hani'an, pleasant, wholesome. Ibtida'an, come on, we know that one. Means beginning. Huh? Ma'an means water. I think it's come before. I'm only doing the ones that hasn't come before. Okay. You got page number 66, you just read and practice, simple as that. Page 67 is the 99 names of Allah. Again, you should distinguish those words which the beginning has a letter from Huruf al-Qamariya or Huruf al-Shamsiya. That's what it is. That's all. And then right at the end, it has Surah Fatiha and Ayatul Kursi with the meaning. Okay, let me just quickly go over this thing here before we finish. This is a dialogue between two people. Okay? But it's written like this way. It's okay. Don't think this is one person, this is another person. No. So if somebody says, Kayfa haluka? If you're addressing to a man, you say, Kayfa haluka? If you're addressing to a woman, you say, Kayfa haluki? So how are you? Okay? Now as I say the meaning, you can write, jot the meaning down. كيف حالك? How are you? If you're addressing to a man. كيف حالك? How are you? If you're addressing to a woman. أنا بخير والحمد لله. I am good. And all praise to Allah. Okay? لم أرك منذ مدة طويلة. I have not seen you for a very long time. منذ مدة طويلة. From a very long time. Okay? If you're addressing to a woman, لم أرك. Yeah, if you're addressing to a woman, لم أرك. If you're addressing to a man, لم أرك. منذ مدة طويلة. For a very long time, I haven't seen you. So you see somebody, say, لم أرك منذ مدة طويلة. Or you can say, well, there's other ways of saying as well. And he replies, كنت مريضا منذ شهر. I was ill for 1 month. كنت, male or female, will reply like this. كنت مريضا منذ شهر. The only difference, if it's a male, if it's a female, she would say, كنت مريضة. كنت مريضة منذ شهر. منذ means 4. Shahrin means month. So I was ill for
1 month.
1 month. Or since 1 month. Even better. If you want to do literal meaning, it'd be since.
It'd be either marida or maridan.
Yeah. Maridatan. If it's woman, maridan for male. Okay. And he replies, Allahu yashfiq. May Allah cure you. May Allah cure you. Yashfika, if you're addressing a man, yashfiki, if you're addressing a woman. Then he say, ayyu maradin asabak. What illness did you have? Or what illness was you inflicted with? Ayyu maradin asabak.
What illness
did you have? أصابتني أصابتني الحمى والنزلة الوافرة وافدة أصابتني as a tade أصابتني or you join it together now أصابتني الحمى أصابتني الحمى والنزلة الوافدة I had a fever الحمى means fever And one nazlatu wafidatu and flu.
Nazla means flu.
Nazla is flu. Nazla. Zukham is Urdu. In Arabic, it means cold. So it's in Urdu and.
I had a fever and.
Flu.
Flu.
Flu. As nazlatu wafidatu. And then he replies.
Sorry, I had a fever and flu.
And flu. كيف صحتك الآن? Again, if you're addressing a man, كيف صحتك? If you're addressing a woman, كيف صحتك الآن? So how is your health now? How is your health now? عادت صحتي الآن بحمد الله. My health has returned. And all praise to Allah. My health has returned. عاد يعود means to return. My health has returned and all praise to Allah. With the help or with thanks to Allah. سررت That's a scene, yeah? سررت بعودة الصحة إليك. If you're addressing a man, a woman and إليك, if you're addressing a man. سررت عادت صحتك So how is صحت means health How is your health today Or how is your health now الآن What does الآن mean Now
What does that mean
سررت I'm happy
No the whole sentence
Yeah I am happy for your good health. And if literal meaning means, I am happy due to good health returning to you. That is the literal meaning. Literal meaning. If you just want to say in plain English, I am happy for your good health. بِعَوْدَةِ الصِّحَّةِ إِلَيْكَ أَوْ إِلَيْكِ. And the last one is?
إِلَيْكَ means man.
To you. If you just, if you want to do just your general meaning, means I'm happy for your good health. But if you want to do literal meaning of each word you want meaning, it means I'm happy due to the return of good health to you. Or return of health to you. If you want to agar baqat lafzi tarjuma karna na, to main khush hu aapki tandurusti aapke paas lautne ki wajah se. Sa'azuruka wa sa'azuruki fil bayt qariban. Very soon I will visit you in your house or at home. I will visit you at home. Very soon, I will visit you at home. Are we done? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay? So now you can learn that and talk to somebody.